come everyone here this moment in the precious name of Jesus. Welcome you to service and greetings to you from Canada and Maryland. Very soon we'll show you the clips of the meeting and God glorified himself. Hallelujah. Acts chapter 103 verse 1 to 5. Psalm 103 verse 1 to 5. Everyone read together with me. 1 to go. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities? Healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody shout the loudest, amen. This morning in our month of praise, we are looking at the focus of our praise. And this will be part two, the focus of our praise. When we come to church, and our objective is to understand what to focus our praise on, to understand what fuels our praise. There is nothing that assists pursuit like purpose. Nothing is pursued until purpose is known. Undertakings become outstanding with understanding. If there is any undertaking in life that must be outstanding, it must be founded on understanding. If anything must be pursued, its purpose must be known. If someone is going to praise God and praise him well, and praise him desperately, the purpose must be known. I said that there is a call on every child of God to praise God. Praise is not just for the choir department of church. It's not just for the ones who can play an instrument. Praise is not an attempt to while away time as we wait for latecomers to come to church. I'm sure you understand that. Because that is the thing that we do first, before the testimonies and before the preaching. No, that's not the objective. Praise is not bodily exercise or fleshly display. When David danced before the Lord with his might, it was not a display of flesh. Even though you might end up exercising in the course of it. But it is highly spiritual. What is the focus of our praise? Why should we praise? Number one, to fulfill the purpose of our creation. That is, we are appreciating God for the privilege of being created by God. Psalm 102, verse 18. Look at what it says. This shall be written for the generation to come, and the people which shall be created shall praise the Lord. In other words, my purpose of creating any generation is to praise the Lord. The people which shall be created shall praise the Lord. Psalm 145 and in verse 4. In case you were present in the first service, subject may be the same. Scriptures are completely different. Also the illustrations. Psalm 145 and in verse 4. One generation shall praise thy works to another and shall declare thy mighty acts. Our assignment for being created is to praise the Creator. According to Isaiah 43:21, where we read in the first service, these people have I formed for myself. They shall show forth my praise. We were not created for our own pleasure. We didn't just arrive in this world to do what we want. There is someone who made us. There is a Creator in heaven that must receive our praise, receive our submission, and receive. Our lifestyle that pleases Him. Receive a lifestyle that is pleasing to Him. So, we praise God to fulfill the purpose of our creation. Number two, to appreciate. Now, let me say this before we go. There is a primary purpose for life, and there is a secondary purpose. Primary purpose is to praise and worship God. Secondary purpose is what else you have been created to do. What else? Your giftings, your potentials. But this is the point. It is when you are successful in your primary purpose that your secondary purpose becomes meaningful. It is when we have been successful in the primary purpose of our existence that our secondary purpose becomes meaningful. That is, if I am a medical doctor by profession, by calling as my secondary purpose, medical practice is meaningful if I have a profitable relationship with God. There are many people living lives that are meaningless. They may have money, but the money is meaningless because the primary purpose of their existence has not been fulfilled. So we praise God to fulfill the purpose of our creation. Number two, to appreciate the gift of life and breath. The gift of life and breath. Psalm 119, verse 175. He said, let my soul live and it shall praise thee. Let my soul live and it shall praise thee. It's a contract. I am alive so I can praise thee. If only you will let my soul live, my soul will praise thee. Our praise is an attestation to the fact that we are not responsible for our breath. Say that again. Your praise is an attestation, an affirmation to God that you are not responsible for your breath. That you are breathing not by your power. You are breathing not by your wisdom. You are breathing not because you have money. You are breathing because God has allowed you to breathe. Let my soul live and it shall praise you. Psalm 3 and in verse 5.
He said, I laid me down. I slept. I awaked because you sustained me. The only reason why I woke up is because you allowed me to wake up. Otherwise, I could have slept and not woken up. Am I communicating? There are people who sleep healthy, and the next day somebody went to knock on the door. I know a man. It was after 3 days that people knew that he was no longer alive, because the third day they went and broke the door and realized he slept and couldn't wake up. Every day you wake up in the morning is a miracle to praise God for. I slept, I awaked. For thou sustained me. Am I communicating at all? My nephew, my sister's son, was working in the bank in Abuja here. Went to the bathroom in the morning to go to work. Nobody heard of him anymore. Nobody saw him at work. They didn't see him anywhere until almost 12 hours later. And they went and saw him in the bathtub. Literally gone. Rushed him to the hospital. Consciousness was all practically zero. It took God for him to come back. Had a brain tumor. He's living in Europe with his family right now by the mercy of God. Is God speaking to anybody? I slept. Never take your breath for granted, because when people's time is up, $1 billion cannot buy one more second. $1 billion cannot buy one more second. $1 billion cannot buy one more minute. $1 billion cannot buy one more day. Why do we praise God? For the privilege of breath. Don't be overbothered about what you don't have. Focus on what you have. You have breath and you have life. And he said to him that is joined to the living, there is hope. Meaning that as long as you have life, there is hope. If you have life, there is hope. There is hope of getting married. There is hope of getting a child. There is hope. There is hope of fulfilling the purpose of God for your life. For to him that is joined to the living, there is hope. And a living dog is better than a dead lion. For the privilege of breath and life. Just praise God. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a louder amen. Number three, to appreciate the gift of salvation. 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 9, the Bible said, in 1 Peter chapter 2 and in verse 9, but ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. The God who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light is the God you must praise. Is the God you must praise. Who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. One day, in the medical school, I preached, was talking to one of medical students, colleague, 500 level, 50. Don't hand over your life to Christ. Don't be rebellious against God, and so on and so forth. And the young man told me, 500 level medical student, he said, I don't care if God exists. I don't care if there is hell. And if there is hell, I don't mind going there.
Went for a conference in Lagos. I returned back to the campus. The first news I heard was that that young man was sick. Began to vomit and vomited like two buckets. Unbelievable. They rushed him to the school clinic. Doctor wasn't available. They rushed him to the teaching hospital. Before they could reach there, he died on the road. Was brought in dead. Straight to the mortuary. When I came back and I heard what happened, I collapsed on the spot. Because the word that was ringing in my ears, I don't care if there is hell. And if there is hell, I don't mind going there. I will never forget that. For the privilege of knowing God, that you got to know God before death came. That you got to know God while you are alive. That your life, that you are not in eternal hellfire now regretting. It's a cause for praise. It doesn't matter what else you don't have. If you have salvation, you have too much. Somebody say a loud amen. I grew up with a young man. This guy will never be serious about God. Say, Jesus is the answer. He said, what is the question? All manner. This young man. Drunkard, alcohol, very brainy guy. Brainy, intelligent. Grew like that. 40-something, 50-something, still drinking, still everywhere. Became mental at a point. Long story made short, died a miserable death. Someone you grew together, do you understand what I'm talking about? When you hear things like this, and you know that you have the privilege, the gospel was preached to you, you believed. You agreed. You are following God. You are hanging in church this morning, not in the beer parlor. Do you understand what I'm saying? How many of you know there are people who do their Sunday service in the beer parlor? As we are here now, they are there now. Not in the nightclub. There are those who are in the gambling place now. Casino. They are there right now. But here you are. And I can tell you, I don't care what is pursuing you. Whatever pursues you to God has pursued you to the right place. Provided you are hanging around the presence of God. The man that was born crippled, while others were begging at the market side, he was begging around the temple. He was just right around the temple. And for as long as he remained in the perimeter of the temple, his story could not remain the same. My dear brothers, my sisters, the privilege of salvation, the privilege of knowing God, is a privilege to praise God for. Because whatever cannot disconnect you from God cannot disconnect you from good. In Romans chapter 8, verse 32, he said, he that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? The God who did not spare his son, he didn't hold his son back, but gave him some to us. How will he not freely give us? Can I say, tell you something? And don't forget it for as long as you are alive. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Do you know something? That if there was only one human being in this world, and you were that human being in the world, only you, that Jesus would still have come to die for only you. Only you. Only you. You are worthy and qualified enough
for Jesus to die, to rescue you, to redeem you from the agenda of destruction. What are we here to do? Why are we present? To appreciate God for the gift of salvation. Number four, to appreciate God for not giving us over to the will of our enemies. The will of our enemies. The will of the enemy. Psalm 110. Psalm 112, verse 8 and 10. He said, the man who fears God, in from verse 1, his heart is established, he shall not be afraid until he has seen his desire upon his enemies. The wicked shall see it and be grieved. He shall gnash with his teeth and melt away. The desire of the wicked shall perish. If you read verse 1, it will be clearer to you. Blessed is he that feareth the Lord, that delighteth greatly in his commandments. His seed shall be mighty upon earth. The generation of the upright shall be blessed. And then in verse 10, it said, the desire of the wicked shall perish. That is, there are people who are permanently bad will people. Negative imaginations and prognostications. Evil calculations. As far as they are concerned, they know how you will end. But who is he that seeth it and it cometh to pass? Lamentation 3:37. When the Lord commanded it not. Our God is permanently in the business of frustrating the devices of the crafty. Regarding the lives of his people, Job chapter 5 verse 10, he disappoints the devices of the crafty so that their hands cannot perform their enterprise. Am I communicating at all? Do you know that your joy is a pain to some people? The fact that you are smiling is paining them. How bright you look is a concern to them. That you are not coming to beg and crouch under their feet is their concern. Listen, if all the things people wish you had come to pass, you won't be alive now. How many of you can bear witness to that? Somebody say amen. For some of us, some people never gave us the chance to even grow or to try to fail. They just conclude you can't succeed. Who is a man to conclude on another man like that? You know what Peter said when he came out of the prison in Acts chapter 12 verse 11. It's very touching. And when Peter was come to himself, he said, now I know of a surety that the Lord has sent his angel and delivered me out of the hand of Herod and from all the expectation of the people of the Jews. Bad expectation. Bad expectation. They thought that the way James died, Peter should die like that. There are people thinking like that, that what happened to your brother or happened to your sister should happen to you. Or what happened to people in your family should happen to you. But they don't know that your light is different and your revelation is different. Hey! And they don't know the mantle covering your life is different. Hey! Managalagayadagaya. And they don't know that Peter is not James. You may not know. But just be in the process of thanking God.
Somebody wrote on his vehicle one day, he said, if man were God,
full stop.
Just think about the rest. If a man was God, do you understand? They would have cut off your breath since. Some people, if they know where the wire that is supplying you life, if they know where it is, they will cut it. So on a continuous basis, just be appreciating God. Just be appreciating God. Just be appreciating God for not causing the expectations of the wicked regarding my life to come to pass. Lord, I am grateful for making the devil not to win the case against my life. Lord, I am grateful. If you are saying amen, say a louder amen. Say a louder amen. Say amen at the top of your voice.
And how great is our God. Sing with me. How great is our God. All will see how great. How great is our God.
Is our God. Sing with me. Whatever you thank him for, he does more of it. If you thank him for frustrating the will of the enemy, he does more of that. And I declare today in the name of Jesus, the agenda of wickedness of the enemy regarding your life remains frustrated forever. In the name of Jesus, take your seat in the presence of the Lord. What do we thank God for? Number five. To appreciate God for granting us access to daily mercies. And as we gather, may your spirit walk within us. As we gather, may we glorify your name. Knowing well that as our hearts begin to worship, we'll be blessed because we came. Oh Lord, we'll be blessed because we came. And the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. In the first service in Lamentation 3 verse 22 to 23, he said, it is of the Lord's mercies that you are not consumed,
because his compassion fail not.
They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness.
Nehemiah chapter 9 and in verse 19. Yet thou in thy manifold mercies forsookest them not. Wow. Past continuous. Forsookest them not in the wilderness. The pillar of the cloud departed not from them by day to lead them in the way, neither the pillar of the fire. Thou in thy manifold mercies. Daily mercy. Let me tell you about mercy. I've defined this for you before. The grace of God gives you favor you don't desire. That is what grace is. But mercy, which comes to us daily, delivers us from consequences that are deserved. That is, you messed up at your place of work. You should be sacked. Then mercy showed up. Consequences that are deserved. That is, if it is not for mercy, many of us would have gone since, including gone to hell. So you thank God for mercy. Now, apart, in addition to that, mercy prevents the anger of your enemy from reaching you. They may hate you, but they can't hurt you. But most critically, consequences that are deserved. Mercy colors your effort, covers your errors. That is why in the court of law, at times they ask the judge to temper justice with mercy. Judge, I know that if you are to follow the judgment, this person should go to prison. But please temper justice with mercy. Meaning that, give him a sentence, let it be lighter than going to prison. Maybe give him an option of fine. Ask him to pay something so he doesn't go to prison. Mercy. By your grace and mercy. Can you put the lyrics on the screen? By your grace and mercy, I was sanctified. It was not because I was so qualified. It was not because I was so deserving. Hey, by your grace and mercy, I'm alive today. By your grace and mercy, I am not consumed. It was not, okay, through the diverse circumstances of this life. By your grace and mercy, I have been preserved. Further, by your grace and mercy, by your grace, in a world of hostility and bad will, by your grace and mercy, take the feather, by your grace and mercy, again, by your grace.
By your grace and mercy,
favor.
not for the mercy of God, some would have been dead, some would have been in jail. You live recklessly. You would have been maybe HIV positive or hepatitis positive, or maybe alcoholic liver cirrhosis or something. Just mercy. Mercy. Mercy restrained. Consequences that were due. Don't ever forget to thank Him and thank Him on a continuous basis for mercy. Take your seat. Lift your hands and say, Father, thank you for, please be seated. Thank you for mercy. Thank you for mercy, for restraining consequences that I deserve. I am appreciative because your mercy shielded me many times. Very quickly, swiftly. Okay, number six. We appreciate Him for the gift of health and strength. Health and strength. I am the Lord, God healeth thee. I am the Lord, your healer. I sent my word and healed your disease. I am the Lord, your healer. Exodus 15:26. I am the Lord. And He said, if thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and will do that which is right in His sight, and will give ear to His commandments, and keep all His statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I have brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. Healeth is present continuous. Beloved brothers and sisters, the gift of healing is something, the grace of health is something to appreciate God for. I like you to, for a moment, have you ever imagined the agony of certain debilitating afflictions that you don't have? Do you know that there are some people today, their whole life is occupied with an affliction? That is, one affliction took over their lives. They are not thinking business. They are not thinking career. They are not thinking anything. Evangelist, you understand what I'm talking about? This person is not thinking of anything other than how to be well. You are thinking of money. You are thinking you don't have business. Have you ever imagined the frustration of total darkness? Somebody had his two eyes before all of a sudden is completely in darkness. It will never happen to you. It will never be your portion. Do you know that what you are getting free of charge, some are paying for it. You go and pass water in the toilet free. Somebody is paying for dialysis. Thousands a week. Don't take your health for granted.
And anyone who is in the kind of condition I'm talking about, where your whole life has been taken over by an affliction, and you are watching online, whether it is a cancer that has occupied your life, or a chronic liver disease, or stroke. In Baltimore the other day, Maryland, I prayed for an old man with all the passion I possessed. He sat throughout the service. I went close to him. I saw him almost like my father. With his wife. What is this? I say, stroked. He can't move. One woman who testified last year how she had two children, both autism. You remember the woman? For 7 years she has not eaten food because all foods give her allergy. She was like this. God healed her of the allergy. And then she went straight and ate the same night after 7 years of only vegetables and some things. When she saw that, she brought her two children, both attention deficit disorder. Is that right? Autism. God healed the younger boy. So healed him. Child that couldn't go to school. He was so healed by God. Until he wrote university exams and got and about three, how many universities gave him scholarship? And then the one that he agreed to go is to go and read double major in accounting and aerospace engineering for an autistic, former autistic child. Previously, yesterday in Maryland, this woman went and brought her ex-husband. They have left each other. But he said, if God can heal me and can heal my children, even though I'm not with this man.
Nursing home.
The man was in a nursing home like a vegetable, quarantined by stroke and paralysis. I was so too touched.
Blind, totally blind.
Totally blind. Paralyzed. And this woman went and carried the man and brought. In other words, you may have hurt me, but now that you are in this condition, let me help you. Nothing touched me like that. God bless women, good women. It's only women that can do such things most times. Went and brought the man. The man was in tears. His eyes started seeing.
Yes, sir.
And he began to
identify my color, identified hands, gestures, everything.
And he began to make moves of walking. You see, that kind of person has a life that is no longer there. No office. You can't go to toilet yourself. That is, your life is completely taken over by an affliction. You will never be in that condition. And I prophesy to everybody watching or connected online, anywhere where you have such an affliction in your life, an affliction in your body, an affliction in your system that has taken over your life, receive your healing now. Be delivered in the name of Jesus. Please, every time you wake up in the morning, and your feet touches the ground, give the Lord the praise for the fact that you are not paralyzed. When you open your eyes and you can see the light, give the Lord the praise for the gift of sight. Am I speaking to anybody here at all? When you are able to walk through the day without the pain, give the Lord the praise. Take your seat 1 minute. I feel very emotional about this, that man's situation. For health. And finally, to appreciate daily supplies.
I say thank you. I say thank you. I'm grateful, Lord, for seeing another breaking of the day. I say thank you, Lord. I say thank you, Lord. Oh, Lord, I'm grateful, Lord, for seeing another breaking of the day. I say thank you, Lord. I say thank you, Lord.
Psalm 68 and in verse 19, the Bible said, blessed be the Lord who daily loadeth us with benefits, even the God of our salvation, Selah. He loads us with benefits. Psalm 103 and in verse 5, Psalm 103 and in verse 5, the scripture said concerning God, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. Please note that every supply you see is not by your energy. Why? The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Psalm 24 verse 1. God owns everything on the earth. Your salary is not yours. He's God's. He owns it. The earth is the Lord. So you cannot say it's my money, it's my energy. No, every single supply of your life belongs to God. And let me tell you more. Ecclesiastes 9:11. He said, I returned and saw under the sun that the race is not for the swift. That is, the fastest runner does not always win the race. The battle is not for the strong. The stronger person may not necessarily win the battle. Bread is not for the wise. Wise people are not necessarily having what to eat. Riches is not for men of understanding necessarily. There are people with a lot of understanding but very poor. Favor is not necessarily for the skillful. I have seen talented people that are stranded. Time and chance happened to all. That time and chance is called mercy. Romans 9:16 explains it. Romans 9:16 explains Ecclesiastes 9:11. So then, it is not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, but of God that showeth mercy. Not your intelligence, not your learning. Whatever you are, whatever you have, is not because of how smart you are. There are smarter people that are not where you are. Time. I've known intelligent people who failed exams. Bright, sharp. My classmate in secondary school had to repeat the class. From five, like we used to call it, had to repeat it because he failed the WAEC. But that was his last failure. Today he's a professor of internal medicine. Never failed another exam. In fact, that failure was like a mistake. Because he just ran through. That is something already, professor of medicine. I've been professor for almost 20 years or more. Do you understand what I'm talking about? So it is not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, but of God who shows mercy. So for every single supply you experience daily, any favor you see along your way, for the fact that you are in the church this morning, in the sanctuary, not the mortuary, it is a cause to give him the praise. This is my conclusion. Two things. One, to be created is to praise God. To be alive is to praise. And to be redeemed
is to praise God. If it is God who created you, you owe him the duty of praise. If you are alive and you are not dead, you owe God the duty of praise. If you have been redeemed by God, you owe him the duty of praise. Number two, praise that is centered on the character of God, on the person of God, not just on what he does, but who he is the most impactful, durable, and sustainable kind of praise. Do you understand what I'm saying? Centered on the character, the person. He is my creator. He is my maker. So I'm praising him. I will thank him because he gave me a new job. But if I was waiting only for jobs and things, I may not praise well. Am I communicating? If I only praise because good things, something good happened. Say, let everything that has breath praise the Lord, not everyone who has a car. Philippians chapter 4 verse 4, rejoice in the Lord, not rejoice in your house, or rejoice in your wife. Rejoice in the Lord your God, and then I say unto you, rejoice. That was the kind of Job praise Job did. Even if he slay me, even if he slays me, or seem to delay me, I will never let go. I will never let go. Even if I'm lost at any cost, I will never let go. I will never let go. Even if you slay me or seem to delay me, I will never let go. I will never let go. Even if I'm lost for direction at any cost, I will never let go. I will never let go. I will never let go. Because you are always there to help. You are always there to help me. Even when no one else was there, you are always for me. Even when I can't feel you, even when I cannot trace you, I still have faith in your word that you are always there. So let's not thank God for all the things that we praise him for. They're all very, very good. But let it, in conclusion, center on the person of God. That he is our God, he's our maker, he's our creator. He made us to praise him and to worship him. That is enough of a reason. Can you stand up on your feet, somebody? You are going to praise him. Stand up on your feet. Stand up on your feet. Stand up on your feet. Lift up your hands everywhere you are. And let us honor him. Lift your hands, lift your voice.
Worship him, adore him, glorify him. Thank him for this moment. Father, we worship him. Father, we worship him. Father, we honor you. Father, we adore you. Father, we magnify you. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Adonai. Thank you, Elion. Thank you, Elion. We praise you. In the name of Jesus. We're going to have about 7 to 8 minutes of praise. About 8 minutes of praise. This praise is going to be explosive and escalative. If anybody is too gentle near you, just move a bit. And just let him know you are here to praise God, not to see anybody or watch anybody. For the gift of life, for the gift of health, for the gift of breath, for the privilege of salvation, for frustrating the will of the enemies, but above all, for the fact that, and for daily mercies that he grants us, but above all, for the fact that he is your God, and he made you for himself. We're going to praise him. And I decree today, as this praise is on, everything that has fought your joy, that has fought your praise, that has made it impossible for you to serve God the way you should, I declare their curse to their roots in the name of Jesus. Grace to live for God, to do his will, to fulfill his purpose, that grace is released upon you. And I declare it done. Lift your hands and say, Father, I have come to praise you.
Praise
thank you because you are my God.
Thank you because you are my God.
I live to praise you.
I live to praise you.
I live to worship you.
I live to honor you.
Thank you, Master. In Jesus' precious name. Are you ready to praise the Lord? Help me shake 3 hands around you and tell them I want to praise God. I'm going to praise God. I want to praise God. Let's go.
When I think of where you brought me from, when I see where you brought me to, when I think of where you taking me, I cannot thank you, Lord, enough. One more time, check. When I think of where you brought me from, when I see where you brought me to, when I think of where you taking me, I cannot thank you, Lord, enough. Check. When I think, check. When I think of. When I see Emma,
are you celebrating?
Oh my God!
Verse 4. Say, when I'm done.
Oh,
Lift your hands everywhere you are. When David danced with all his might, the Lord caused a blessing to come upon the household of David. Someone who mocked David's dance became barren. If mocking the dance can make barren, then making the dance can open the womb, can open the doors, can open the destiny. If mocking the dance can make barren, making the dance can open the door. So lift up your hands now and receive what God has in store for you this morning. Hallelujah. My shepherd. Everywhere you are. Father, thank you. You visited David and his household because of praise. We receive your visitation now. Lady has high. When I scream in the name of Jesus, you scream, I receive, and place your hand on your head and receive what Jesus has for you. Lift your hands. Father, grant a visitation to everyone here. Help her. Lift your hands high. Receive his visitation. I say in the name of Jesus, 1, 2, 3, you scream, I receive, and place the hand on your head and begin to bless her tongue. Hey, I take authority over ancestral curses, generational curses, family curses. I take authority over every curse of limitation, every pain, every hurt, every distraction, anything that is fighting your worship, fighting your praise, fighting your service of God. I arrest them right now. I decree the release of visitation, the release of the hand of God upon your life. At the count of three, receive his
touch. Receive his visitation. Receive your healing, your deliverance. Receive an encounter with God in the name of Jesus. 1, 2, and 3.
Wave your hands and give him the praise. Father, we give you the praise. We give you the honor. We give you the adoration. Thank you. And thank you. And thank you. In Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a big clap of hands as you take your seat.
He is an awesome God. God is raised from heaven above to earth with wisdom power, Lord of God, is an awesome God.
Hallelujah. While we are in this mode, anyone who has a testimony, something just happened to you, or a testimony you have not shared, within the next few minutes, we'll be able to take that. You can step right to the middle of the aisle, right there. Somebody will attend to you very quickly. All pains are gone, all tumors and everything is gone. Just in the middle at the back of the screen. While that is happening, for the sake of time, we just returned from Canada and from Maryland. God moved. Please show us the clip. Please don't repeat that clip of Maryland. The other one, that was it Canada or something? All right, let's go.
Struggling, stagnation, nothing working. At the start of seen as blessing stand on his head. He said he saw fire, literal fire, all over his body. And he believed that is a minor fire that has come for himself and for the ministry.
Is somebody looking like that? Give the Lord a big clap and the Lord a shout of praise. I receive freedom from every money, from every you, the grace to live for you. I receive it. Thank you, Lord. Anything that my Father has not planted in your life shall be this matter. And above all, fresh graces, fresh mantles, fresh releases will come upon you. Are you ready? Lift your hands. Father, let mountains and mantles fall. Let fresh fire fall. Let the oil draw. Let the hand of the Lord be released. In the name of Jesus, water.
Jumped. They jumped to this one. Upper Marlboro in Maryland. We have the welcome clip when we arrive. Are you hearing Oyibo singing Ola?
Just one day more.
That man was from a wheelchair. That child was literally blind without the glasses for many years.
Prince George's County recognizes and commends Dr. Mitchell for his outstanding service, dedication, and significant impact to pastoral care, medical practice, leadership, and community engagement. Thank you so much. Welcome to Prince George's County. Hopefully your next glory dome will be in Prince.
That is councilwoman of that county in Maryland. Presented an award, the proclamation that they proclaimed in that county. She was meant to come to Houston, Texas, to do the presentation for the Houston conference. But once she heard that we're coming to Maryland, decided to be at that meeting to do the presentation. Give the Lord a big clap and a loud shout of praise. What a faithful God. The earth is being filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the seas. Last Sunday we talked about living for Christ. Can you help me just quickly place this on the screen? Operation Living for Christ. We say there is a question that everyone must answer, and that is, what are you living for? There are many living for money, others are living for pleasure, there are those living for society, and there are many living for nothing in particular. They are just living at random. The question is, what are you living for? For the child of God, three things are important. Number one, Christ died for us so we can live for him. Number two, it is when we have lived for Christ that death is gain. If we have not lived for Christ, death will be a loss. Third, living for Christ entails living for the reason why he came to die, for the salvation of mankind. Living for Christ entails living to see souls saved. Living for Christ entails ensuring that his death is not in vain. Our fruit-bearing responsibility, the Bible said, we are trees of righteousness. The scripture says so. And as trees of righteousness, we are called to bear fruit. You say, you have not chosen me, but I have chosen you, ordained you, that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain. But whatsoever you ask the Father in my name, he may give it to you. Thirdly, the tree of life shows us the pattern of fruit-bearing, and that tree bears fruit once every month. And so, our minimum assignment is once a month, fruit bearing. Action steps, decide to live for the one who died for you. Second, determine to ensure that his death on the cross is not in vain. And how do you do that? And that is by bearing fruit monthly. Win souls, disciple, and establish at least one soul in church every month. This is not church invitation now. This is not just church invitation. You are deciding to lead a soul to Christ or bring them to church to be led to Christ. That is, you invited them to church, came with them, encouraged them to answer the altar call when the altar call happens. Then you assist them to be planted in church by being encouraged into the membership class and the home cell. When we bear fruit, God answers our prayers. When we bear fruit, we are connected to supernatural supplies. When we bear fruit, all the things that the Gentiles seek after are added to us. Now, we have testimonies of people who bore fruit. Evangelism settled that young man. Was single before, no job, got a job, got married, got a child, out of carrying the soul winning issue seriously. This sister experienced a business turnaround. She took a whole pack of the convention handbill and then just went out, 6 a.m. in the morning. And boom, everything changed. Beloved, as you see the things happening, we are going from nation to nation. It doesn't stop our evangelism one-on-one. At the airport yesterday, the airport staff who received us, we prayed with them and invited some of them to church. I'm sure they are here now. One of us is here. Our flight stewardess all the way is here. In church this morning, and so on and so forth. Don't just let the season pass and God cannot count on you. People are doing many things. There are those going, there are those giving, and there are those groaning in prayer.
Our accounts office said to me, we are waiting. Want to know the cost implication of the trip. What it will cost to go. What it will cost the air travel. All of that. What does it cost? Everything. Till the day we left, I didn't answer him. Because it was already handled. It was already covered. And I told him, I said, you know what? On my way to the airport, I said, don't bother. That has been covered. You don't need to bother. Am I communicating at all? I like us. Hit the road running. Here are these operations. Living for Christ. Go through it. Pray about it. A soul established in church a month is the minimum. It can be 10 in a Sunday. Just prove to God that you are not just living for the physical, that you are living for the kingdom. And I believe the Lord will help us. You have it lifted up. You have? Not in the front here. Lift it up. And say after me, say, Father, we receive the grace to hit the road on this assignment of living for Christ. Father, help me to meet with souls that are ripe for salvation, to encounter people that are in need of God. Help me, Lord, to do it well in Jesus' name. Lift it up. I pray for you. Grace to do it well is released upon you. To meet with souls that are ripe for salvation, that grace is released upon you. And as you pursue God wholeheartedly, I announce to you today, whatever be the pressure around your life, it is over. In Jesus' precious name. Please take your seat. When you go home, go through it in detail. And next Sunday, Sunday by Sunday, will remind this operation, living for Christ, and it is throughout the whole year. Please, let's go very sharply.
Sir, God is mighty on this mountain. This is Brother Joseph.
While we are taking this stretch of 2 hands in front of you, and I pray upon your hands, and I declare that your harvest will look for you from the north, the south, the east, and the west, in Jesus' name. Amen. Pick up your offering, tithes, and pledges. Just a moment. While you are doing that, please be mindful of the fact that the services are praise services Tuesday, Wednesday. Coming Sunday is impartation service. And then the workforce meeting for the month of June will be happening this coming Saturday. Give the Lord the praise. Workforce impartation. Convocation Home Church Congress, 15th of June, 2024. Because of the convention of the last week, we couldn't hold it the first Saturday because first Saturday was a vigil. The vigil entered the first Saturday, the first of June. And so please ensure we didn't announce this in the first service, but please let everyone know, and we'll still do this in the midweek service, and all departments and home church, let everyone connected to you know that coming Saturday by 8 a.m. It's important. Come with the Lord as we receive impartation. In Jesus' name, U.S. conference is next on the line. Give the Lord a praise. Yes.
Sir, blood vision for 6 days arrested. Abdominal pain for 6 months annihilated by God's power. Both eyes can see. Pains are gone.
Give the Lord a praise. Lift up your hands in Jesus' name.
Sir, today is her birthday. She came to church to give God praise, and the whole service talked about praise.
Give the Lord a praise. Congratulations. The Lord grant you a special birthday gift. Amen. In Jesus' name.
She came to, she said for like 6 months she'll be having difficulty breathing, but during the command of the day, being that prayer, all checked back to her.
Give the Lord a praise. It is over in Jesus' precious name.
On
Amen.
The 1st of June, God's servant gave a word. They said, ladies, Esther by name, your heart failing and all that. That was her case, heart failing, heart palpitation. After the word came overnight, she woke up free the next morning.
Give the Lord a praise. Everyone who is a victim of this kind of situation, it is over.
She came into the service depressed, and now that burden is totally lifted.
It is well with you. Every pressure over restoration of all losses in Jesus' name. Yes.
Princess Okoye came here with bloated tummy. all manner of diagnosis in the hospital. During the heat of the praise, she noticed that the bloated tummy had deflated.
Get out of her body in the name of Jesus. Be free.
Pain on the right hand totally healed in the course of a service, sir.
Congratulations. It is over in Jesus' name. Amen.
Warrant officer Stephen, all the way from Lorraine, he's an Air Force personnel. He's here to appreciate God for successful warrant officer academy course. He's here to give God praise. Yes, sir.
Warrant officer's academy course. Congratulations. May God move you to the next level in Jesus' name.
Mrs. Oweye came into the service trusting God for an encounter. During the praise, she noticed God opened her eyes in a trance. God's servant walked from the altar to her. He said, "What is this on your ear?" A big lupus. Physically, she was diagnosed of lupus.
Lupus?
Yes, sir. And she said, "You pulled it off and said you are
free." Diagnosed of what? Systemic lupus?
Yes, sir.
Really? And I said, "What is it on her ear?"
Yes, sir. Giving drugs for
leprosy. Lupus. Yes, sir. Not leprosy. Lupus.
Lupus.
Systemic lupus erythematosus.
Yes, sir.
Really?
For so many years.
And that is what just left now.
Yes.
It's like cancer going. Lift up your hands. In the name of Jesus, everyone who has every debilitating disease that is unhealable, the God who healed this woman of lupus is healing cancer and healing every form of liver disease now. Be healed completely in the name of Jesus.
Sister Grace came into the service with a lower waist pain that is totally healed now.
Congratulations. Over. In Jesus' name.
Hainia mountain just dissolved by the power
the
of
mountain of Hainia just left.
Yes, sir.
In Jesus' name. Be free. Yes.
Sir, God just dismantled satanic technology. This is Mr. Jonathan. He said on Wednesday, here he is with the mom, in his workplace, an arrow was fired on his right leg. He felt this sharp pain all the way from the spine, ran down like electricity, became paralyzed. He was wheeled into the service this morning. The mom said, from Wednesday it has been hell. She has been unable to sleep. In the heat of the ministration.
Both paralysis and pain.
And pain, sir. He was booked to sleep in Sojourn on Monday.
Severe pain.
In fact, yesterday, I was on the bed from morning to... I can't even match this leg.
You couldn't even touch the feet on the ground.
Lie.
All through the night, I was fanning him. This morning, to walk up from the car, he was so bent.
Put the anchor before I use it to press the body. From head to toe and the sleep before I rub and hold rub. This morning, we carry, we are parking here. Then I enter. I didn't know that that place is... medical school. Then I went there, the other one said, no, make I came out. Even my son, he climbed with the car for that step. Then he drove, come. And people, they don't cross. Now I said, no problem. Then her sister, my daughter, go and run. Go and bring the
wheelchair. Before he was able to...
He danced. Mama, oh!
He began to dance in the course of the service.
Maluma, continue to do the work for
me. Come.
Who
was the one who wheeled him here?
Yes,
you wheeled him here.
Yes, sir, from the car
park. One usher. Now, yes, it is your turn to wheel the wheelchair. Yes. Push it. Woo! Push it on.
Thank you, Jesus.
Somebody give the Lord a praise. Turn it back. Come over here. Mama is lying on the ground. Now, all of a sudden, paralyzed and pain. Every sudden arrow of disease and death. Come up here, sir. Lift up your hands. Every sudden arrow of disease and death, the devil wants to fire on you or your loved ones. I declare, go back to hell. Jesus' precious name. Be completely healed and completely whole and completely well.
And no residual deficit in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. You are here this morning. You saw the crusade in Canada, in America. You've seen the healing here. You heard about living for Christ. You are not living for Christ in the sense of you have not given your life to Jesus. and you want to hand over your life to Jesus, I want you to quickly come forward, carry your Bibles and your bags, quickly rush from where you are. While others get their offering set to give to God, what you are giving to God is your life. So quickly, I'll give you, give us songs as they come out. I'll give you the count of 10 from the gallery, from everywhere you are. Rush to the front. 1.
Give him your life. Give him your life.
Run to the front. 2.
Give him your life. He's waiting for you. Why not give him now?
3.
Give him your life.
4.
Waiting
5.
For you.
Why you
not giving your life?
7.
Giving your life.
8.
Yeah.
9.
Waiting for
and 10.
Why
don't you give
your life?
Your
life.
You want an addiction broken of your life. Smoking, drinking, masturbation, womanizing. Any negative lifestyle you know God is not happy with. Lifestyle you want to break off your life. Stand up on your feet. Gambling, drug addiction, whatever it is. Stand up on your feet and rush to the front here. I'll give you the count of 7. 1.
Goodbye world.
2.
Staying no longer with you.
3.
Goodbye pleasure. Oh, sin.
4.
Staying no longer with you. I made up my mind.
5.
Go goes away the rest of my life.
6.
I made up my mind.
7.
Oh,
8. 9. 10.
Goodbye world.
Father, we give you the praise. Father, we give you the honor. All of you in the front, place your hand on your chest. God bless you, those running out. And say, Lord Jesus. Say, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of your help. Come into my life. Make me a new person. Today, I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. Forward ever, backward never. In Jesus' name, amen. I pray for you today. I declare the hold of the enemy broken. Grace to live for God is released upon you. In Jesus' name, amen.